You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, and here is that old cop, Jack McLam, once again on with you on a Sunday. And we have our brother on. I tell you what, I'd have put Ernie on as a co-host because, man, this guy nails it every time he calls in. He is so well studied and read and researches all these things down. So, Ernie, thank you, thank you, thank you. And go ahead and finish up.
Okay.
We have some phone numbers to give out, too, folks. You got to call your senators this week and stop this horrible amnesty bill that will destroy America. Can you imagine how many voters they'll get out of 150 million illegal aliens coming in here they're going to make legal? And if they get them to vote, it's over for us, Ernie. It's just over for us, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is over for us, and they will get them to vote in exchange for the benefits. And these people are coming here for the benefits, and there is no elimination on the benefits. And with 150 million, can you imagine the adverse effect on the environment?
My gosh.
And gasoline, the price of gasoline, which is a result of increased demand. We have a static supply, and the major media would lead us to believe that these refineries are causing the gas price increases. No. It's the dramatic increase in demand caused by the illegals and the adverse effect on our environment, our drinking water, our water quality, our air,
and crime. Gosh, man, 25% of the 2 million people we have in prison are illegal aliens that are criminals. And I can tell you as an old cop, Ernie, that I met a lot of these criminals on the streets in Phoenix, Arizona. Matter of fact, I'm disabled today because of one of them. And they're not fruit pickers. They're revolutionary, well-trained. Many of the military-trained revolutionaries are sending across that border. And by the way, they're Marxists. They're not for free society at all.
Oh, absolutely. And consistent with that viewpoint, there was a story on newswithviews.com this weekend by Jim Corey, dated May 19th. Mexico saves money on its criminal justice system by exporting their criminal population.
Sure.
And the studies show about 200,000 criminal aliens have been sent here. 27,834 illegal aliens with criminal records have been apprehended in Tucson, Arizona alone.
Wow. Listen, Ernie, if you get a chance to email that to me, please do, because that's hot stuff. I haven't read that.
I certainly will, Jack. I will send you that, but let me wrap my point up.
Okay, brother, please do.
Consistent with your Aid and Abet newsletter, this spring issue is outstanding. I encourage your listeners all to get it. But the reason why I bring it up, because I think, personally, we're entering a new phase of psychological warfare in America.
Yes.
I believe that what this criminal administration is up to, at some point, this so-called war on terror is bogus. It's for the globalist agenda, consistent with your Aid and Abet issue. But what I'm concerned about is a potential another false flag operation, and the implementation of martial law and suspension of all our civil liberties. And in the future, we may not even be able to speak together on the air.
That's right, brother. That's the goal. That's their exact goal, to shut down, bring the people to the point of being so scared and so in fear that they will allow them to put us under martial law, and they'll say it'll be temporary, but it'll be for good, and the First Amendment will be absolutely gone.
Right, and the Illuminati and the elites, the super elites and the CFR are terrified of Congressman Ron Paul.
That's right. He knows
what's going on. He has a clear vision of what is wrong. We need to support Ron Paul, and I will wrap up. Great show, Jack.
God bless you, brother. Thank you so much. You always add so much to the show when you call in. Folks, we got to get on the phone this week and call our congressmen and senators about all these horrible bills out there, especially the senators on this illegal alien bill coming up, amnesty bill. We'll be right back.
Wow. That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Officer Jack McGlam program on the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network. Hope you're supporting RBN, folks. Hope you're supporting them every month. I don't care if it's just $5 a month. I mean, if you could give $500 a month, fine. But I tell you, for 27 years, we've been here volunteering our time at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we've had people give us $50 a month. I don't know that anybody ever gave us more than that, but we have people that's been giving us $5 a month for years, 10 years. And folks, it seems like $5 a month is not very much, but you figure each year, that's quite a bit of money. And so I don't encourage you just to give $5 a month, but some people can't afford more than that. We have people on Social Security making $200 a month, and they send us $5 a month. So please help out RBN any way that you can. We appreciate it. This is the time, folks, that the Lord has made for us to take back our nation. But we don't have much time, and we do need funds. We certainly do. Here at Aid and Abet, too, by the way, we need funds to keep growing and going. Let's go now to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack.
Good to have you on, brother.
I got some information for you. I was doing some homework for you about buckboards and wagons.
Oh, yeah, good.
If you got a pen, I can give you a name and a number, a store and a number to call.
Okay, buckboard wagons. Yeah, folks, we're getting ready up here. to live off the land when gasoline goes up to $6, $7, $8 a gallon, and we figure we're going to be on horseback, and we need buckboards. Okay, what do you got there, John?
Tennessee Trading Post.
Tennessee, and you spell out the whole thing, huh?
Yep.
Trading Post.
It's in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Trading Post. Hold it now.
Sure, sure.
Post. And where is it at?
Sevierville.
Where, how do you spell that?
S-E-V-E-A-R-E.
E-A-R-E.
V-I-L-L-E.
V-I-L-L-E.
Yes, sir.
And that's S-E-V-E-A-R-E. Ville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Here's the phone number.
Okay.
865-428-3111.
Okay. Fantastic, brother. And they have buckboards, do they?
They have them right out in front of their shop, along with some made like tool sheds and barns and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And they look, fantastic. And they look really look like they're for working and not just for show.
Yeah, well, good. That's what we need because we're up on top of a mountain here, and it's 12 miles down to town, and we're going to need a couple good old mules, I think, to hold that buckboard back from going off the mountain on the way down.
You sure will.
12 miles of mountain going down, and
that's
then coming back up.
That's a long road.
Coming back up too.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much, John.
Anytime, brother.
Appreciate it, brother. God
Alrighty.
Bless you
Bye-bye.
Out there. Good, man. That's neat. Yeah, my wife and I, we live on a very, very small medical retirement check from the PD. By the way, I was disabled by an illegal alien drug smuggler on the streets of Phoenix. He went to jail, and I went to medical retirement. So I know all about these military-trained Marxist revolutionaries they're sending across the border. And as Ernie says, they're emptying out their prisons over there and sending their worst prisoners across the border, pushing them out of the country to destroy America. And I've just got another report come across my desk of a young girl raped by three illegal aliens, horribly raped by three illegal aliens. And it's happening all the time, folks. These are not just fruit pickers that are coming across this border out to build a better life for themselves, okay? You're being lied to about that. Many of these people are hardened criminals and military-trained revolutionaries here to take over the United States or help destroy it. Okay, let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, welcome to the program, brother.
Jack, three things here quickly. First, I've sorely missed your Sunday night star, Terry Anderson, last week. Now, also, oilwatchdog.org. Oilwatchdog.org.
Watchdog.org?
Yeah, this guy says that the guy in Houston who sets the gasoline prices could care less about the cost of oil, could care less about the cost of refining or transporting gasoline. All he cares about is how is shorting the gas supply and how much of a shortage they can create, and therefore they peg their price on the shortage, and this is done deliberately. He was a guest on George Norrie the other night. Really interesting fellow. I got the impression that he was possibly an independent gasoline jobber up in the Northwest.
What's his name? Do you know?
No, sir, I don't. Just oilwatchdog.org. That's his website.
Okay, watchdog.org.
Oilwatchdog.org, yes.
Oil? Is it oil?
Yes, sir. Oil.
Oilwatchdog.org. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, now, one more thing. You're talking about all these horrendous bills that Stattmiller's Congress critters are trying to push through right now.
Yes.
This reminds me of Oklahoma's former Republican governor and United States Senator, Henry Bellman. Every time he took office, he crammed all the garbage down our throat just immediately, trying to get it out of the way before any opposition was able to organize, and also so people would forget about it before the next election cycle rolled around.
Right, yes.
And that's what it looks to me like these guys are trying to do. People are, you know, after the elections are tired of it, and now they're cramming all this stuff down our throats, and they want to get it out of the way, and So hopefully we'll forget about it. Won't be able to organize to stop it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, Jack, that's about all I had to say.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you calling in there, Ron.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you. Thanks a lot. Hope you call back again. Okay, let's go to John, another John in Tennessee. We got the Johns out today. Go ahead, John.
Yes, Tennessee John there, Jack.
Yes.
Listen, I enjoy listening to Ernie so much today, though. We were right on the money together. That's actually why I called, so I won't go there. He met every point, did it in a way that I wouldn't have been able to do anyway. Although I do think the House resolution for the hate crime legislation, if I have my numbers right, it's H.R. 1592. I think 1105 is the other one, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, brother. They passed the hate crimes legislation already in the House.
Well, I know.
Now,
okay, so
now
it changes
all we have,
when it goes to the Senate.
Yeah, the only thing we do now is fight Senate Bill 1348. We got
okay.
a call this week for Senate Bill 1348 to our senators. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of things going on right now. The Jewish organizations in America, ADL, the AIPAC, are all pressuring Bush. The reason they didn't vote on it last week, or this week, right? Yeah, this last week. They were going to vote on it this week, but the Jewish organizations that are behind the hate crimes legislation, like the ADL, has
okay,
asked
well,
their congressmen or senators to put it off because right now they're pressuring the president not to veto it. So
right.
we've got to call the White House this week, and we've got to call our senators this week and tell them not to pass it. But then if they do pass it, we've got to hammer on the president because the Jewish organizations are knocking him one way out of the box here to not veto it. He said he'd veto it, but of course he's a criminal himself, John, and he probably is lying to us, but we need to hammer on his
I agree.
Thing
I think
on
that
his
he
will, turret too.
I think he will use that as leverage to get funding for the troops. But let me comment
right.
on Ron Paul quickly.
Yeah.
You know, I watched the debates and the day after the debate here in Nashville, one of the talk show host was calling for response, and I called up and I said, you know, Ron Paul is the only nationalist person that was there, the only one that truly understands the Constitution, the only one that was actually giving you his thoughts and giving you his heart. But apparently the controlled media is scared to death of Ron Paul.
They're scared.
And the guy denied it. So about 20 minutes later, he had a guest on, and it happened to be Sam Donaldson. Sam Donaldson came on, and the talk show host brought up Ron Paul. And they won't mention the names. They're using phrases like third, second and third-tier candidates.
Right.
They won't say the name
yeah.
Ron Paul because, you know, they don't want his name out.
Yeah.
And Donaldson actually came out and admitted, you know, he said, why should we give time to a second-tier candidate who's not going to be elected, who no one knows about? And my point to the host when I called in was, if you really want what's best for America, then you will give some airtime and some time. You know, we've been pumped and preached, McCain and Giuliani and the other Republican candidates. We've seen that Barack Obama came from nowhere because it's their darling children.
That's
you know,
right.
I've told people before, when you have all the horses in the race, you really don't care which one of your horses wins.
That's right, if you own them all.
As long as it's one of yours.
Right.
So here in Tennessee, you know, the big thing now is Fred Thompson. And the host asked me, you know, he says, well, what do you think about Fred Thompson? I said, well, I don't know enough about Fred Thompson. Is he a member of the CFR?
Well, he's a globalist.
I'm sure he is. But
he's not
real
on our
quiet.
Side.
It got real quiet, you know.
Yeah.
I said, anyone with the CFR or a globalist, I want no part of.
Right.
And it was click. Thank you, Jack.
Right. Yeah. Hey, John, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. God bless you. Call back again. Okay, folks, we'll go to Georgia and Florida when we get back. Stay tuned, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Got to get on the phones this week, folks. They're trying to destroy us this week. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Yes, folks, this week, it's no accident that they're hitting us with all of these bills this week. And what they're trying to do is stop us, confuse us, confound us, and stop us from even working on trying to stop these bills. Are you ready to quit and turn this nation over to the enemy? No, of course you're not, folks. So we can do it. We can hammer these bills this week. The amnesty bill, Senate Bill 1348, we have to hammer, call our senators. At the same time, folks, we can't let the Senate pass the hate crimes legislation. I can tell you that Christians, especially all over the world, Australia, Britain, Sweden, Holland, Germany, Canada, and soon to be the United States, are getting hammered for speaking the Word of God. A Christian was fined $6,000 for printing three Bible verses against homosexuality. And the newspaper was fined $6,000 for accepting his ad. That's in Canada. And in Canada, a Christian printer was fined $5,000 for refusing to print stationery of very explicit homosexual activity for homosexual activists. So the Christian printer was supposed to go ahead and print it and not complain. But he complained. And they hit him with a $5,000 fine, and now they bankrupted the printer for spending $175,000 contesting this horrendous hate crimes charge. And on and on and on, folks. Two Christians were indicted in Australia for criticizing Zionism. And in Sweden, a pastor faced prison for reading from the pulpit scriptures out of the Holy Bible criticizing homosexuality. God said it is an abomination. And in Holland, now it's a hate crime to criticize fornicators and adulterers. If you criticize adulterers or fornicators, it's a hate crime and you're going to jail. In Germany, if you criticize an abortionist, an abortion, it's a hate crime. Folks, this is exactly what's going to happen here. They start off by saying, well, it's only about criticizing Jews. In the Bible, it says they killed Jesus. If you say that, it's a hate crime. If you say anything against homosexuals, it's a hate crime. But as we've seen across the earth, folks, once they get the hate crimes law in, they expand it, they expand it, they expand it. And what they're doing is expanding hate crimes to anything, any of the programs that the Antichrist world government criminals are promoting. If you say anything against those programs, then you're a hater and you're going to prison. And that's what it's all about. And also, they've listed already the Bible as hate literature, and they want to ban the Bible. So, folks, please call your your senators this week. Here's that number. Here's that phone number, toll-free, 866-340-9281. 866-340-9281. Now, you know, the thought just hit me, folks. They may very well take down this week because they have all these horrendous bills like the amnesty bill. They're about to pass, and you got to call the Senate. So you may have to call the 202 number, and I don't have it here in front of me, 202. Maybe I do up here. Let me look here. If not, Leslie can probably call in and give us the 202 numbers. But it would be just like these evil devils are elected things to take down the toll-free numbers this week so that we have to call the toll number. Here's the... let's see, that's the White House switchboard. Yes, here's the White House number, folks, in case they take down their toll-free number. It's 202-456-1414. 202-456-1414 for the White House switchboard in case they take down their toll-free number. And let's see, do I have it for the Senate? No, I don't. I don't even have it for the Senate. I'm sorry. Oh, here's the Capitol switchboard, okay? Capitol switchboard, which you can ask for the Senate, all right? And then your senators is 888-355-3588. Capitol switchboard, 888-355-3588. I'm sorry I'm not ready with all these numbers here. Maybe Leslie can call in. She's always good with the numbers, praise God. But that's the thing, folks. If we do not go to work this Monday and start calling our elected things in the Senate especially and telling them to say no to this horrendous Meehan bill, grassroots freedom, they call it, Meehan grassroots bill, say no to that, because that is the one that says that we're criminals if we contact our congressmen and senators and complain about some bills like we're doing right now. And by the way, that's in the House, folks. That's House Bill H.R. 2316. And also they've just amended it to be H.R. 2093. So use both of those, folks. The Meehan bill is H.R. 2316, and the Meehan amendment is H.R. 2093. Say absolutely no. We do not want to turn good people that call their congressmen and senators and write to them into criminals. The amnesty bill, say no to your senators. Must call your Senate. And don't forget the hate crimes legislation. Call your Senate and say no.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Folks, and don't forget, every time we get up on our hind legs and screech and holler at our elected things, we win. Every time we do it, we win. We put down the hate crimes legislation 3 years in a row, thanks to Reverend Ted Pike. And so call Monday morning, and then call Tuesday morning and call Wednesday morning and say no to the amnesty bill, to the senators, and no to this hate crimes legislation that's now in the Senate. Don't forget to call the White House, because the Jewish organizations are hammering on him not to veto it. So please call the White House, too. The Senate bill, or the Senate phone number, once again, is 866-340-9281, 866-340-9281. If you need any information on the hate crimes legislation, don't forget to go to truthtellers.org, truthtellers.org. That's Reverend Ted Pike's website, and he has all the information you need. It has the phone numbers of all of our congressmen and senators on there, the president's phone number. So go to www.truthtellers.org. Let's go now to George in Florida. George, welcome to the program, brother.
Well, Jack?
Yes.
Well, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against them.
That's what we're doing, brother. That's what we're doing. They're coming in like a flood. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's kind of like really concerns me. It's more like it's like the Mexican government. They have they're sort of like not extraditing cop killers and sex offenders. People who harm children as sex offenders. I mean, this country has given manuals telling them how to get social services, how to get across the border, and how to avoid detection by police. And you know, and our government is in cahoots with them. Don't you think if they ever pass this amnesty bill, how the blowback and the backlash that will come in? And Ron Paul was right. I said, when we go over to Iraq or Iran, we try to interject ourselves in the military politics, that they get angry at us, but yet we got the Mexican government over here interjecting themselves into our politics, our sovereignty, and yet we're mad, but yet now I understand how the Middle East feels.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. Very good point, George. That's right. But the thing is here, our government leaders here are allowing these millions upon millions. We've heard here at our two police and military associations, it's not 12 million illegals or 20, but 30 to 37 million illegals right here, right now, that are going to get this amnesty. And boy, when they bring their families in, brother, we could have 200 million illegal aliens coming in with their families. And that's over for us. It's over because we don't have many more Americans than that.
Well, I just hope the states, through their legislatures, rise up and nullify this amnesty or these hate crimes legislation.
Right.
And I'm starting a petition. We got a few signatures, and that we are calling on our county sheriff to sue the federal government if this hate crimes bill goes through.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Trouble is your sheriffs are receiving federal grants, and they live on federal grants, and the federal government's giving them tanks and helicopters and all the fun things little boys like to play with. And so it's awful hard to get your sheriff back on the side of the people. But you're right. We need to do it. We need to hammer on the sheriffs, too, to support the people and not support allowing the feds to come in here and do anything they want to or these federal programs.
Well, one thing I did ask the police when they asked me why do I need a gun, I said it's none of your business. I like to ask, and I asked them. I said, why do you need an Apache gunship? We got a low crime rate here. I said, what do you need an Apache gunship? What do you need an LAV or M113 for?
Right.
I said, if you should have it, I should have it.
Gotcha, George. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Dan in Alabama now. Dan, welcome to the program, brother.
Oh, shit, what happened?
Hello, Dan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, brother, go right ahead. Good to have you
on. I heard a little buzzer. I thought something happened. Anyhow, one of the bad news I heard is that Michael New, the Supreme Court, turned him down.
That's right. They sure did, brother. I hadn't even gotten to that yet. Yeah.
Well, I just wonder what his next step will be.
Well, I don't know. I got a notion from his dad, Daniel, that it's all over. You know, where do you go after the Supreme Court? You know, I mean, I knew that would happen because they can't allow soldiers to just say no to being a part of this international criminal army and military they're building up, brother, foreign military and all. So I knew he would lose. But I was praying to God that God would grant us the victory, but we've lost in the Supreme Court, and I don't think there's just nowhere else to go.
Well, another thing I was wondering, too, is what about these poor guys that's in jail for stopping the drugs?
For doing what? Agents. For doing what?
Are they still in jail? There's four guys that are still in jail for stopping the drugs from coming across?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got three of them in there. Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion, and then Gilmar Hernandez, the sheriff's deputy, are all in prison now for doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep talking to our congressmen, too, about them and getting them to sign on to the congressional pardon so we can get them out of prison, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think by the next, by 2008, I think things are going to be so bad. I think American people will just overwhelmingly, I'm hoping, all overwhelmingly just push Ron Paul right in.
Well, I pray so, brother.
And he's going to have a real good guard on him, because if they can kill a president, the Jews do, they kill a president, they won't think nothing about killing a little senator.
Yeah. God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Leslie. She's got our phone numbers. Praise God for Leslie in Virginia. Thank you, my dear. What's those phone numbers we need?
Thank you, Officer McLam. The Capitol toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Now, that is the toll-free Capitol free number, toll-free number, 877-851-6437.
Okay.
And the other number that you requested was 202.
202. I'm writing this down. 202.
Correct. 224.
224.
3121.
3121. Good. That's the one. If they shut down all these.
Yes, let me repeat that, Jack. 202-224-3121. And I cannot stress the importance that they call starting Monday morning consistently and tell their friends, because this, you just mentioned about Michael New. Well, as you, I don't know if you knew this, but Sandra O'Connor, when she, before leaving the bench, that Supreme Court, she was telling us how important it was for the Supreme Court to follow, quote, international law.
Right. That's what they're doing.
That's correct. And what the people need to understand is these people reflect ourselves. It is because we were not involved is why we have the government that we have. It is up to us, and it is up to the individual to either write a letter, fax, call their congressperson, call their senator, and let them know that no to this amnesty bill. No, we do not want it. No to this hate crime legislation. It is outrageous, and the point being, if this passes, the people have nobody to blame but themselves, Jack.
That's right. Absolutely.
And they've got to take responsibility. The people have got to be accountable for these people. Because when you have the Logan Act, and this is a federal crime, here the Logan Act specifically states, and it needs to be enforced, it specifically states that it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policies.
Uh-huh.
Now, it needs to be enforced. That means no more Bilderberger meetings for Hillary and the rest of the bunch.
Yeah.
And our federal officials, that means no. If they do, charges need to be placed immediately. I mean immediately, Jack.
Yeah, that's right.
And
then you have the criminal prosecutors there that have been appointed, because there is much a criminal as the congressmen and senators in the White House. How the devil do you get them to file charges?
Well, I can let me tell you something. This is why the former prosecutor we have in Virginia, that he has a bill out protesting the North American Union and the NAFTA highway, and also you have a congressman out of Texas named Congressman Joe Poe, P-O-E, and he needs to be called as well. And he's got a bill trying to get those poor Border Patrol agents out of there, and he's going after Johnny Sutton. Both got
his good.
And so, Judge, he needs to be called. Congressman Poe from Texas, he needs your support now, folks, because he is doing everything in his power. He's only handled over 25,000 criminal cases, so I think the judge knows what he's talking about out of Texas.
Good.
And he's doing everything in his power to get these poor border agents released. It's a total outrage, and something needs to be done with Johnny Sutton.
Hey, listen, Leslie, I got to run, but I want you to do this for me. Email me anything on Congressman Poe. I want to talk that up real strong. Would you do that for me?
Yes, and better yet, I would love if he could come on your show.
Okay, I'd love to get
him on my
show. I will
try to work on that.
You better believe it. Let's work on that. Okay, God bless you, sister.
Thank you, Jack McGlam.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless her. Boy, I tell you, she's always there ready to help us out. Let's go to, let's see, we got Walt in Arizona. Walt, welcome to the program, brother.
Yes, Jack, it's always a pleasure to have a word with you.
Thank you. Always good to have you on.
Well, I've seen the efforts put by Ted Pike, and I feel that he's doing a very good job, and with a few calls to Congress may tip this thing in his favor. But suppose it doesn't. I wonder if the ADL should consider what happened one time in Germany. It was called the Kristallnacht.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the incident?
I am familiar with it, yes.
Yeah, it was the populace rose up in vengeance against the action of that one element in Germany. And the ADL sometimes just forget to look over their shoulder. They better take a second thought of what they're trying to do and control the American people under the tyranny that they have placed on the European Union and people in Canada.
Yes, absolutely. Good point, Walt. Good
yeah.
point, brother.
So they better get busy and listen to what Samuel Untermeyer said when he declared war on Germany in 1933.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. That's right, yeah.
Well, that's as much as I want
to
say on
story,
that topic.
Yeah.
Jack, the Tucson paper yesterday, the Daily Star, had quite a comprehensive first page and continued inside of an event that happened in Mexico on Friday at Sonora and at the town of Cananea. There were a lot of people got killed down there. Apparently, the drug cartel and the local authorities had a shootout.
I see. Wow. Yeah,
you may be able to, through your internet connection, is pull up the Daily Star for Saturday, yesterday, on the 19th.
Okay.
Another point, any reports on the event over in Austin on behalf of Congressman Ron Paul?
No, I haven't heard a thing on it. I know that it happened, but I haven't heard a word on it so far.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure that they got plenty of publicity, and I'm certainly going to give him some support financially as well as verbally. And that's as much as I have to say for right now.
Thank you, Walt. God bless you, brother. Thanks for all the things you do.
Right.
Let's go
Bye-bye.
To J.G. in Indiana. J.G., welcome.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, doing okay.
Just had a few points. What is your impression on this structure of the North American Union as it will sort of be implemented on us? You know, how do you think it'll take place as far as, like, you know, the commerce and the banking aspect? How do you think it'll be? Do you think it'll be real rampant and rapid on us, or do you think once it's implemented, it'll just be a gradual acclimation, through the people? What do you think?
Well, no, it's going to happen real quick. In the European Union, they worked on that for 30 years to get the people to go along with it, but it is so on the fast track today. With them wanting to get this world government system set up, brother, they have the trilateral system, you know, the European common market, the American Union, and then the Pacific Rim Union they're setting up right now as we speak. So
right.
This is on the fast track, and it's going to happen very fast. And what the European Union and the American Union is going to be, the North American Union, and also the Pacific Rim Union, is the people have no representation whatsoever. There's no congressmen, no senators, no parliamentarians that you can contact to do anything, mm-hmm. because all of this is run privately by the international criminal cabal.
Right.
So
right.
It's going to be horrific. I mean, it's going to be the end of America
and the end of freedom and the end of
all middle class. They're going to crush the middle class. They're working on that right now by raising the price of gas up to $4, $5, $6, $7 a gallon, mm-hmm. and it's bringing us down to third world nation status. So, JG, they're just moving so quick. That's why we are moving quick ourselves, and we have more and more people joining us, because there's almost panic among the people to get this thing stopped before they get more control over us. And this hate crimes legislation is very important, because it will end free speech. It'll end talk radio. It'll end the Internet. They won't let you, if you say anything on the Internet, again, the Antichrist world government criminals that and their programs, you'll be going to jail.
Do you think this will be in 3 years then? 2010.
It's moving very quick. If George Bush puts us under martial law this year, then, of course, the Bill of Rights is gone, but he needs a false flag bombing in America or England or Israel to put us under martial law here. And that could happen, but I'm asking the people, brother, to pray that God doesn't allow it to happen. God's in his heaven and on his throne. He's in charge. J.G., God can stop this and give us more time to awaken more of his people.
JG, I had a couple other points, Jack.
Yeah, hold on, J.G. We're going to a break. We'll be right back with you. J.G. in Indiana will be back with us, folks, right when we return.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, folks, coming in hot, I like to say. We got to come back twice, kill the music very quick here because we're just about out of time. We got J.G. on in Indiana. But before we bring JG back up, I just want to say, folks, if you want to learn about the sneaky bill, the Meehan grassroots bill, they're trying to sneak in on us this week. Nobody's heard about it. But Chairman John Conyers had it right when he said it will end free speech for us to call our congressmen and senators like we've been doing. And if you want to read about it, go to grassrootsfreedom.com. Grassrootsfreedom.com. That website was put up there to expose the evil grassroots legislation called the Meehan Grassroots Bill. That's grassrootsfreedom.com. Okay, don't forget to go to truthtellers.com on the hate pill. Truthtellers.org, rather. I'm sorry, truthtellers.org. And then the Kennedy-Bush amnesty bill we've talked about. Those are the three things we have to hammer this week, folks, with our congressmen and senators. Okay, let's go right back to J.G. in Indiana. J.G., go right ahead, brother.
Yeah, hi, Jack. Just quickly, if we can knock these two or three points out. Have you ever, you know, with the way your publication is set up, have you ever talked to John Walsh about his take on the world?
John Walsh?
Yeah, with America's Most Wanted. Have you ever talked to him?
Never talked to him, no.
Have you ever thought about it? Because look, Jack, who he's in touch with. Look who the type of people he's in touch with. It's like, what do you think? It's a bad idea or a good idea?
Well, I've never talked to the man. I don't know. What side of the political spectrum is he on, do you know?
No, not really. I just had a brainstorm last night.
I've never seen him talk politically. He's always doing a great job on stopping the pedophiles and the child killers, and I appreciated him for that for years, but never heard him get political, so I don't know, but it's not a bad idea.
I mean, it'd be your talk to you because your organization is strictly exactly what he's on the other side upholding is, you know, that particular organization. And look, that man is revered through that community.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they may try to shut him up, but who knows? I hated to bring this up on the air, but...
I work 12, 14 hours a day, brother, and I need some help. If somebody could get a hold of him and get him a copy of our police newsletter, maybe somebody could help me. But I'm working so many hours, I'm literally destroying my health.
Yeah,
because,
he needs to get on your show.
12, 14 hours here behind the computer and on the phones with our police and soldiers, and I've got to get some help, brother. Anything else, JG?
Yeah, just a couple of quick points. Have you ever heard of H.R. 6166 or Senate Bill 3931?
Sounds familiar. What are they?
Well, there's a young man that speaks for the Prophecy Club, and he, I don't know what his position passed, military or government or what, but it completely, he labels, and it's an offshoot of the Patriot Act, but it's basically, they're their own, you know, they talk about military commissions, and there's just a lot of UCMJ military code structure about what they can do to people if they label you an enemy combatant. But what my point, as he says,
no, I've not heard about that, JG.
Yeah, what he said.
Hey, can you send me something on that? Yeah, John, JG. Okay, we're out of time, JG. If you get a chance, send me something on that. Folks, that's it. Have a great weekend, and don't forget, Monday morning it starts battling against these evil criminals that are in control of our government today. We can do it. God bless all of you out there for your activism. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day.
It's true.